It's Tana.
Tennessee?
Yeah. Let's see. What do you call what do you call the stuff that one of those big trucks that, well, it's a big truck and it turns around and it lays highways. You know what I'm talking about? It, you put rocks and gravel and, I don't know, maybe some water in it or something, and it mixes all these things up. What do you call that? What kind of mixer?
Asphalt mixer.
Okay. If a person is in trouble, you would try to what him? Okay. The opposite of wide is... If something isn't wide, then it's...
Something wide.
If it's not wide, now if it's not very broad across.
Narrow.
Okay. If I asked you if you can speak German, you'd say, no,
I can't.
Okay. Your mother's sister would be, what would her relationship to you be, your mother's sister?
My auntie.
Okay. Before birds lay their eggs, they build their...
nest.
Okay. Our children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
seats.
Well, these are special kind of seats. And the teacher sits up at the front of the room, and she sits in one of these things, too. Sometimes it's a table and chair combination. The word I'm after is desk.
Desk. Yes.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to hit somebody else, he might ball up his hand like this, and so then these would be two.
Ball up his fist?
Uh-huh. A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings and draws blood is called what? And it stings and it draws blood.
An insect?
Uh-huh. This is a particular kind of an insect. It flies, I think it hatches in lakes or stagnant water. You told me some time ago that a long, skinny insect is some kind of hawk, remember?
A hawk?
Yes, it was some kind of hawk. Okay, well, the thing that I'm talking about is a mosquito. Would you say that word for me?
A mosquito?
Uh-huh. The sky is blue when it's a nice day, and then in the blue there are white patches. And what are those white patches called?
Clouds.
Okay. This building is your... The place that you live is called your...
Home.
Okay. But what's the building itself?
Wooden building.
Yeah. But this... let's see. A home is a place where somebody particular lives. And this other word that I'm after is, anybody could live there.
Hotel?
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? If you didn't know whether it was a possum or a polecat or a coon or, you know, whatever, all the animals around here.
Foxes. They bother chickens, too.
Okay. Would you ever, if you didn't know exactly what it was,